the thing is that it was just a question of reinstating the position. But everyone, from the time we went on our campaign, the president talked about the zero tolerance to corruption. So it's not anything new that was stated in the statement. It's just a reiteration of what we have said in the past. And that is why now we are saying, look, let's have a comprehensive policy which deals with some of these very intricate and complicated issues. But as far as the party is concerned, it doesn't tolerate corruption, it doesn't condone corruption. We condemn it in the strongest terms. Let's have a plan, a comprehensive plan, let's have a comprehensive policy to deal with these things. So we go step by step.
Some people are wondering whether there will be any action taken against those found to be on the wrong side of the law.
Yeah, you could be right that people are concerned about the implementation of eradication of corruption in our society. But what I can assure you is that from what we have seen, the ugliness of the whole thing, I don't think the party will just sit by and do nothing. I think this will have to be discussed, of course, at the higher level, at the Politburo, and perhaps a comprehensive plan is formulated. But I don't think the party will ignore this thing.
There seems to be a contradiction between the party and Vice President Joyce Mujuru over the media's exposure of corruption. What do you say about this?
No, but it's unfortunate that people really don't understand what Maya Mujuru was saying. Maya Mujuru was not saying we should condone corruption. She is on record that we should do away with corruption. But what she said was that corruption cannot be handled by the media. If there are criminal cases, they are dealt with by the courts, not by the media. So this is the kind of perhaps lack of appreciation and understanding of what the Vice President was saying.
What's the party's position with regards to Vice President Mujuru's statement that there are some people who want to destroy the government and the party from within?
Well, look, is Maya Mujuru not free to talk about those things? Are we going to stop her from making observations about what is happening in the country? If that is what she has seen, if that is how she looks at it, that's fine. But you can't condemn me for doing that kind of thing.
Is the party going to take action against those who are trying to destroy the party from within?
The party has always been clear. If anyone crosses the line and is trying to destroy the party will take some drastic measures. It's very clear.